Hello, welcome to Commuting Life Tenants and Kids. I am on the way to work and it's about 7:40 in the morning on a Tuesday, June 11th. We have our cruise coming up and we are only about 10 days from leaving to go out, and we will leave on the cruise in 11 days, but we're going to head down to Jacksonville in about 10 days, and we're really excited, and we're going to Nassau on our cruise, and just really looking forward to it, and we're leaving the toddler at home this time, because Carnival's rules are you have to be completely potty trained, or you can't get in the pools, and we are only about maybe 75% potty trained, and definitely still not potty trained for pools. So, you know, she gets to stay here with her grandparents and my dear friend who is her sitter and basically my adopted sister. I love her kids like my nephews, and she loves and adores her Coco. So, my oldest daughter, who does have bipolar, has been communicating with her father, who just got out of prison, and is wanting to pursue a relationship with him, and she has stars in her eyes about him right now, feels like he's just doing everything right, and is so damn annoying, because I know the person that he really is. And I try not to discuss how horrible he is, and I don't really downgrade him to her, although I am not perfect, and I have said things in the past, but he is no longer legally their dad since my husband adopted them, so I don't really know how this relationship needs to proceed or how the most healthy way to do it is. Like, I think that if I told her she could never speak to him again, she would just sneak and do it and feel like it's all my fault that she doesn't have a relationship with him, whereas I could just allow it, and when he becomes the person he's always been, who in the past, even when I have allowed relationships during a Christmas Eve when he wasn't locked up, he chose not to go to his mother's house to be with the kids. And then that same year, in September, he called me to ask me what he should get for my baby, who is turning one, who is not his, for a birthday present. Well, the previous month was his own daughter's birthday, and he didn't even call her nor get her anything for her. So, I don't think that he's going to make her a priority. Right now, he just got out of prison. He has nothing else to do. He hasn't gotten a girlfriend yet. So, you know, it's a novelty for him. But with her being bipolar, she's so fragile. Whichever way we go, if I stopped allowing her to talk to him, then I'm the bad guy and she's going to rage on me. If I allow her to talk to him and then he disappoints her, then I've got to pick up all of the broken pieces when we're done. So I am at a rock and a hard place with this. And I understand at the same time how she feels, because I was adopted by an awesome man who raised me at 2. And I never knew my biological dad, but I craved to know him. I craved to get to know him. And at 17, I met him. And my mom actually got back together with him and had another child. And then he did the same thing to that child and left. And he did drugs. And he moved in with me for a short period when my kids were born after I left my ex. And he had pot plants because he lives where it's legal. He was growing it for a dispensary somewhere else, and he had brought them here, and it freaked me out because I don't do drugs. I don't do any drugs. And he had like six foot high pot plants in my backyard. And in addition to that, he had like a Tupperware Rubbermaid container full of dried pots. So I quickly had him leave. After I got my tax return, I had to give him $800 so that he had enough money to get back to Washington State. So I don't have a relationship with him any longer at all. And I love my dad that raised me, and I no longer crave anything from my biological dad and really could care less about him. So I do understand how she feels, but I worry that when she's an adult that he will use her. He has to depend on his mother, who is very ill, and to me, when his mother passes and my child is an adult, I feel like he is going to latch on and ask her to live with her, and she's going to open up her life to him, and he's just going to hurt her like I got hurt. You know, it's a cycle. You see something happen to your kids that happened to you, and you want to put a stop to it. But we'll just see how it plays out. She has an attachment to him because he was there for the first year of her life, and I would go to work at a restaurant at night, and he worked at a restaurant in the daytime, and we just traded her out, and no one ever else kept her for her first year of her life, so she developed a bond with him. While my middle child, he was truck driving when she was born. They were only about 21 months apart, and he had really nothing to do with her. Even when he would come home, he wouldn't hold her or change her, and she could care less about him. So she doesn't have the bond, but my oldest child craves that bond. So it's something I wish she didn't crave, but at the same time I understand. So that's the serious stuff. A funny story about my 10-year-old. I was at work yesterday and she texted me and she said, "Mom, can I ask you a question?" And I said, "What?" And she said, "Why are there fake boobs on your dresser?" Well, I busted out laughing because I had ordered this bra that is a stick-on bra for a dress that I'm wearing when we go on our trip that can't have bra strap showing. So on Amazon, I ordered this sticky bra, and it's like flesh-toned and silicone, and I can see how it looks like boobs. So I told her it was a bra, and she said, "Oh." Well, she had told the babysitter, you know, Coco. I texted her, who, again, she's like my sister, and I texted her, and I showed her the text message, and she said, "Yeah." She said she told me that you had fake boobs, and I was like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, this kid, she probably put them up to her and tried them on or something." She is hilarious. She has the best personality. Pretty laid back and funny. But anyways, that I just had to share that story because I don't want to forget it. And two, I thought you would laugh. So let's see. Let's tell a funny, crazy tenant story. This lady lives next door to one of our houses. Not in our house, in one of our houses next door to it. And she has been complaining about a tree that she claims is dead. And then she has been complaining about it for about 2 years. But my boss drove by it and decided it wasn't dead. And he said that, like, her homeowner for her house would need to pay part of it because it's on both the property lines. But she left this like crazy voicemail, and she's been kind of crazy on Facebook, and she flipped out about this tree. She cursed, and if I can figure out how to get that added to this with blocking out her information, I definitely will add it because it's hilarious. In fact, I'm going to try to edit it where she takes her phone number, take her phone number out and get it added after this segment. So that is that, and we will We will see how work goes today. Maybe I will add some more this afternoon. It's so far a sunny day here, and hopefully work will go smoothly and home life will be smooth when I get home, but never know. But ta-ta for now. So it is Tuesday afternoon now at 4:20. I do get to leave early on Tuesdays as I go to pick up my baby since my husband works late on Tuesdays. So we had a pretty good day at work. Pretty slow and boring, other than one of my boss's friends came in, and he's so weird. He just sat there talking to me about things, and he was talking to me randomly about he has a wife that he had to put in jail on Mother's Day for hitting him. So, being that I was bringing up about domestic violence earlier, I was thinking about it, and I wonder how many wives are actually physically abusive to their husbands or significant others. I know of the one that was at the office, and he showed me a video of his wife attacking him, and she was kind of crazy. And my coworker who does maintenance, we'll call him Mr. Fix-It, he has a wife who will smack him with wet shirts because she has hot heat sweats at night, and she wants him to know how it feels. One day she woke him up and poured water on him because she was having a night sweat. I don't know if this is menopause that makes these people crazy or what. I don't understand physical abuse of your spouse, whether it's male or female abuse. And I definitely don't understand why that's happening. It's never okay, whether it's a wife abusing a husband or a husband abusing a wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend, etc. That's not okay. I feel really bad for Mr. Fix-It because he is a good guy and his wife is a bitch. Like, I could not deal with her. And now he told me today that he's actually looking to move away, and that makes me sad because he does all of our maintenance and he is trusted by our tenants, and he is someone that I can call on the weekends and he will go and fix someone's house for them because he actually cares. But I'm sure we'll find someone else who can do what he does, and you know, and hopefully we'll do it as well as he does it. So that is that. I decided I wanted to talk about, you know, domestic violence and where the husband is being abused. I would never hit my husband, and my husband would never hit me. We have a great relationship, me and him, and I would just like to keep it that way. Another thing I was thinking about on the way home was one time when my toddler, we actually thought she was missing. We hadn't seen her in a few minutes, and we started calling her, and she wasn't responding, and she was nowhere, and we looked everywhere in our house, and even though the doors were closed, after about 3 minutes of searching, of all four of us searching, we couldn't find her. So I called 911, and when I'm on the phone with 911, for a mother who was missing her child, I sounded extremely calm, and I was like thinking about it later, and if something had happened to her that was horrible, I wonder if they would have thought I did it. But she had climbed into her crib, fell asleep with covers over her face, and she was so hard asleep she couldn't hear us calling for her. So while the police were there, my daughter went inside and found her and brought her out. So that was a very scary, like, stomach is in your throat moment. I fell down in the street while we were looking for her, and I just thought she was gone forever. And I hope that nobody ever has to experience that, because that devastation was horrible. Horrible, horrible. So, on other notes, let's see what else we have going on. We have a camera up at my business office, and we choose to turn it off during the daytime because it's just me and either one or two other women that work there. And, you know, we will talk about our sex life, we will talk about our husbands, our home life, and just private conversations that we don't want our the supervisor, manager, boss, not the owner of the company, but the manager, Mr. Robbie, we'll call him, and we don't want him listening in on us during that time. Well, my boss's friend, or my owner's friend who came over today, does technical stuff, and he wanted to set us up with a wired camera, but he works for the government, and he said some stalky-ish stuff, and I just don't think that we should have him set up a camera that he has control over, because he is kind of weird, to say the least, and I just don't want constant 24/7 monitoring of our office. I don't think it's necessary, and I don't like it. I don't know how everybody else would feel about that, but we don't require having that. You know, if we have a confrontational tenant, we could come in and turn on the camera, but most of the time we don't need it to be on, you know. That I hope that my boss, the owner, doesn't have him put a camera in and either not tell us or force us to have, you know, this camera that we don't have control over. So, anyways, that is basically my day in a nutshell. I hope that my maintenance man can find some peace, and I understand wanting to move because his wife is crazy. And other than that, it was a good day, and we will talk to you later.